Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Dana's Dirt is brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana, she has the dirt.
So you know how sometimes celebrities, somebody hacks into their phones, and we'll hear about it. I think there was one guy from Florida who went to jail for doing it. Mm-hmm. He had a big hack. I think Scarlett Johansson and all these people got into their phones. Yes, but when you do it yourself, I mean, you really only have your self to blame. So Chris Evans accidentally posted a picture of himself on Saturday. It's the kind of picture that you just don't want to get out. He quickly took that down. This was on Instagram. I think it was on his stories that he was like showing people the stuff that he has on his phone. Like, he completely blanked on the things that he has on his phone. So his brother actually tweeted yesterday, was off social media for the day yesterday. So what I miss. Yeah.
Oops. Did you guys happen to come across the picture?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right.
I don't follow him on Instagram, and I love Chris Evans.
I guess you should.
I know. Well, and it's also funny because in the Marvel movies, it's Captain America. It's like his tush is like America's tush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess it's like the whole nine. The whole nine.
She didn't even have a word for it.
Right. Kim Kardashian's taking some heat for a new addition to her shapewear brand, Skims. They've added a maternity line. She posted on Instagram, "What you've been waiting for? Skims maternity is coming soon," along with pictures of pregnant women who are modeling the new line. She says, "Introducing maternity solution wear that offers the best in comfort and support for your changing body during and after pregnancy." So there are a lot of folks who did not like that. It's like the last thing that a pregnant woman needs is to worry at all about
body shaming or anything like that.
Yes. Chrissy Teigen has her back. She absolutely loves it. Of course, she just gave birth. And it's not, I guess, for her about looking slimmer. It's about the support.
Which I guess some people will appreciate that and like that. Other people, like you said, are like, listen, I got a baby to worry about now. I do not really care about what I look like right now. Let me focus on what's important to me, and that's my child.
Yeah, but I wonder if after, and I've never given birth, if after the fact, if it does feel good, because you've had something there, and that's gone, if it does feel good to have the extra support. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know
it's
either.
It's there if you want it. If you don't want it, don't buy it.
I've kept the baby weight on, and my wife has lost it since having our two kids, so I don't know either.
Back in the day, Taylor Swift won 9 ACM. She was a country girl, and she's making her return by performing her song Betty on Wednesday's show. This is her first appearance since 2015, and she kind of left that where we all knew at some point that she was going to return to her country roots
and
like try to do it all. And so this is the, I believe it's the first performance from Folklore on any stage, any national stage.
I wonder what took so long. I mean, I guess there's a lot of different hurdles right now to get performers for these shows and everything, but with the show being this Wednesday, you know?
I mean, like it may have just been in the works, but like in building excitement, it's like, okay, and now we're going to...
One last
I think they all do that. Yeah. They've already announced they have Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, Mara Morris, Carrie Underwood, Dan and Shay, Blake Shelton with Gwen Stefani.
Okay, so they have every major country act.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be a really, really, really good night.
Very good.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
It was about 2 weeks ago, right about this time, I was telling you about how I took like my only fancy, real nice luxury watch that I bought myself like 15 years ago. It's a tag watch, and I bought it used from a private individual, and so it didn't work. I took it into a jeweler, and he said, unfortunately, Mr. Edwards, I can't confirm whether or not this is actually an authentic Tag Heuer watch. And I'm like...
Well, I like that he was so polite.
Yeah, he was very polite. White gloves on, everything. It was the best service I've had in
he
quite a while.
He should not have used your first name. That's a good thing.
Yeah, Mr. Edwards. So I was very... I was like, ugh, it's so embarrassing. Walked out the car. He goes, we'll know in 2 weeks. So I get an email Friday night. I get this email that confirming the fact that they received it. The authenticity has passed, and it's $200 to fix my watch. Do you have any idea how excited I am knowing that I wasn't wearing a fake for all those years?
Are you going to wear it even more now?
Absolutely. I'm never going to take it off. I just got to come up with the $200 real quick to get it fixed. So I told my wife, I go, that's my early Christmas present right there. I just want my watch fixed.
Okay.
So I am so excited. I actually went ahead and paid for it, and I'll have it back in less than 6 weeks.
So was this someone, the person who sold it to you, someone that you could have reached out to?
No.
Oh, okay.
I bought it. It was actually from a military vet on eBay.
Well, I'm just saying that it's for the best. Yeah. Because if there was some in between, listen, they're telling me this isn't real, but right. That didn't happen. So
yeah,
that's good.
So I'm so excited I actually get it back and that it's not a fake. How was your weekend?
It was decent. So I practiced piano, my scale, so to my EDM tub thumping neighbor in face. No, I'm very, very quiet. I turned the volume down very, very low where my headphones. But my at home, I have a ton of produce to work through. Culinary adventure continues. I order from this local produce delivery guy who just came up with this for 2020 to help Florida farmers. It's super cool.
Yeah.
And so once a week I get this big, it is a big box. I could get the small box, but I want the big box. I want the
like
extra stuff. It's just a little
extra more.
Special.
Yeah.
Yes. And so last night I made something called calabacitas.
Which is?
It was delicious. So I had, it's called a Mexican squash. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do I do with this? I'm just looking at it. You know how you walk into the produce section and you see things that you've never seen before?
What is star fruit? Yes.
And you're just like, I'm not even going to try that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, do they sell any of those? Well, it's just a big fat squash, but it's kind of cool looking. But once you cut into it, it's squash.
Right, yeah. It's a big squash. Fancy name and look for it.
Yes, but I'm like, I can't let this big piece of something go to waste. And so normally when I'm cooking for myself, which I have been all year just for me, I like cut all sorts of steps. And so one of the steps in making this was to take your tomatoes and to roast them in the oven for about 20 minutes. Just let them roast, let the skin blister. But that's the step I would normally skip. I would just like throw those tomatoes in like good enough. Well, it made the difference. It really did. I went all the way and I made my calabacitas.
It's a step for a reason.
It's a very simple
recipe.
You can
either just throw them in or do it this way. It's totally up to you.
I just figure like it's good enough for me. It's got tomatoes in it. Okay, these tomatoes will do.
Well, you know, Chef Dana.
I know.
Playing piano, sipping wine. I'd made that part
calabacitas.
Up. Chantel, how was your weekend? What'd you do?
Apparently not as good as Dana's.
No?
No. I mean, I hung out with friends, which was great.
Wow, that's kind of a diss to your friends, though. Like that my calabacita making...
I like cooking, Dana.
...scale playing was better than hanging out with your friends.
Tomatoes in the oven are my pals.
Right.
Well, no, the highlight, though, sorry, friends. The highlight was actually going more into the fall season, and I finally went to a Spirit Halloween store. And I just sat there for like 2 hours, just like staring at everything. I was so happy.
I used to take my kids there on like field trips. It was like a field where they just wanted to go walk around.
I didn't know they were back.
Oh, they're back. And I step on all of the little things too to make everything jump out.
Yes.
A spider scared me. So bad. So I was like walking through the path and it just jumped. I'm like, okay.
So normally any kind of toy that makes a noise, like if you're in a store that sells all sorts of things, also that.
Yes. You have to
like,
touch it.
No. I'm like, please don't push it. I don't want to hear that little music boxy sound.
Right.
We can never go shopping together,
no.
Dana.
But in the Spirit Halloween store,
different story.
It's a race.
I'm so glad they're back. Because that truly does make it feel like it's getting close to that season.
Real estate 2020 hasn't given you that vibe?
It hasn't been creepy and weird and scary. So, well, good. I'm glad that everybody overall had a nice weekend.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go! Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Ever had a really odd injury? One of those where you have to explain to people and they just kind of look at you funny. My finger almost getting eaten by a boat lift. It still hurts to this day, and I did a really bad
job.
Your
feelings.
Yeah, I tried to get myself stitches, and it just looks awful. It's not good, but it's not nearly as bad as this guy, especially because he's a professional athlete, and that's what the best part is. His name is Zach Wheeler. He's worth about $118 million right now, and he was just trying to put on his pants to get ready to go out to pitch a baseball game, and as he was putting on his pants, his fingernail got stuck in his zipper and injured his fingernail. And so it was on his pitching hand, so now his finger was too sore to pitch.
No.
So he had to go to coach. Hey, coach, I can't play today. I can't come to work today because I injured my fingernail.
So, I mean, can I use that excuse?
I mean, it had to have hurt bad enough, injured bad enough, so I don't want to laugh at the poor guy, but it's a really odd injury.
He must, like, pull on that zipper hard.
Right.
It's got some big teeth on that zipper or something.
Yeah, but I mean, for it to catch like that.
Right?
Or
really long fingernails? I don't know.
Like a really sharp zipper? That's a strange injury.
In all our years combined, I don't think any of us has ever done this.
No.
So I didn't even know it was possible, and I'm going to have to be more careful, I guess. But yeah, so he had to sit out, and he doesn't know when his return will be until his fingernail gets better to where he can throw a baseball again.
Wow.
Velcro from now on.
Right. Button flies. So do you have an odd injury? You did something or something hurt you that you laughed at it afterwards. At the time it hurt, but like, how am I going to explain this to people? 407-919-1051. What hurt you?
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
This Major League Baseball player injured his finger and couldn't pitch, trying to put on his pants. Fingernail got stuck in a zipper. So what did you hurt? What odd injury did you have, Ashley?
Oh, good morning. I injured both of my butt cheeks.
How?
I went on a cruise with my family, and my sister-in-law and I decided to go parasailing. So while we were getting onto the boat driver pulled up towards the sand, told us to scoot backwards onto the boat. The anchor, where they anchor the boat, was on the platform where you sit, so I slid back as a wave came. My left butt cheek hit the anchor.
Oh.
We did our parasailing, had a great time. As we got off the boat, I tried sliding off the same way, but didn't want to hit my left butt cheek, hit my right butt cheek.
Oh.
You were trying to overcompensate and be careful, and now you're both sides are hurt.
Yes. So I walked around for the rest of the cruise with short shorts on and ice packs on both of my butt cheeks.
Oh.
People are like looking at you going, those are some really bad implants.
Yep.
You did not just say that.
Oh, no, she didn't.
The Daily Dilemma
with Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Whatever's going on in your personal life or at work, we can help you out with a little advice called the Daily Dilemma. See if we can help her out today.
What's customary when it comes to your landlord just popping in unannounced? I've always lived in an apartment complex, and now I'm running a condo from a private owner, so this is a first for me. And I mean, it's happened like 3 times now, and he either just has a reason, he fixes something or he replaces something, which it is nice, but he doesn't even ask me first, he doesn't give me any kind of notice or heads up. And I mean, I know it is technically his place, but I mean, what if I had like company over, or what if I wasn't home? Would he just go in? Is that weird?
It does seem weird to me. I don't know, because I haven't rented something in a while, so I don't really know how it works. In an apartment complex, don't they schedule it with you? And if you're not home, you can just tell them to go on in?
Yes, they need permission. Yeah, I would say something to him. Because you should feel comfortable walking around your house in your underwear.
Your own house.
And not, you know, having to scurry off somewhere if you hear the keys at the door.
Right.
It would be so disturbing.
I mean, hopefully this person at least knocks before they come and do anything. And it is nice if they're coming to replace a fan or something like that. But my gosh, what if I do have family or a boyfriend over or, you know, something like that? You got to give me a little bit of notice. Be there in 10 minutes.
I can see that, you know, unlike with an apartment community where they probably have people who are working around the clock to work on different issues, you know, that this person who owns this condo has to be able to come when they can come.
Mm-hmm.
Can't necessarily work around your schedule every time. But just for like a text, just text me when you're coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be there tomorrow too. I mean, you usually have to know I'm going to be there tomorrow to replace that light for you. It just seems like there's a trust issue. Like this guy doesn't, the owner doesn't trust her, and he wants to see what's really going on there.
I mean, it's possible, or it's also possible that this is his first time renting out a place, and he has no clue.
Of what the
what the etiquette is. Yeah.
It's possible.
I would say something.
Right?
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Today's Daily Dilemma, her landlord just likes to pop up and fix things, actually do something, but gives her absolutely no notice and just surprises her. Does she have any rights? You got any advice for her, Lisa?
I would have her check her lease. I had the same issue up north where I'm from in Pennsylvania, and I rented from a private owner also. And he did the same thing, and he coincidentally always showed up when my boyfriend was not home. So when I checked my lease, it clearly said in my lease he had to give me 24-hour notice before coming in.
Oh, okay.
Read the fine print. That's good to know, and that's a little creepy, too. Okay, thanks, Lisa.
Absolutely.
Leslie, you have some advice, too?
Yes. She needs to get a copy of the Florida landlord-tenant law. She can also call the Florida Bar Association, get an appointment with a lawyer that you... It usually ends up being a no-fee appointment for initial consultation. However, Florida landlord-tenant law spells out very specifically what is allowed and what is not allowed as far as owner access is concerned.
She doesn't need an attorney. She needs you.
Right. Can we just hook you two up,
no,
Leslie?
I'm not an attorney, but I did read for a number of years, and Florida landlord-tenant law came into being about 25, 30 years ago.
Okay.
And it came into being because of situations like this.
Gotcha. So she definitely has some rights in there. She just might need to do a little bit of research.
Exactly.
Hey, Amanda, what do you know? Can you help out?
Yeah. So usually, first she needs to check her lease because usually it always says in there, like how soon the notice the landlord has to give. But it's typically 24 hours and you don't have to be present when they come, but they do have to give you at least 24-hour notice.
Okay, so at least fair warning that I will be there so you can be prepared.
Yeah, so I mean, because if you change the locks on your doors, you're supposed to give them a key because they have to be able to have access with you there or not there. But yeah, he's got to give her 24-hour notice.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Of course.
I'm faced with a dilemma.
Have your own dilemma with a family member, coworker, or significant other?
Let the Morning Mix help out.
Is it your dilemma?
Tell us what's going on, and you can remain anonymous.
At 407-919-1052.
This
is Mix 105.1.
Got a question for you. What have you learned from YouTube? I'm going to date myself right now by saying kids these days, they have no idea how good they've got it. Do you remember back in the day, if we had to learn something, it was trial and error, or you had to go get that big old heavy encyclopedia or something out of your, you know,
you didn't take a class
off the bookshelf. Yeah. You couldn't just go and watch a 3-minute video. My son, and I don't know where he gets this from, obviously YouTube.
From YouTube,
right?
Yeah.
Because I'm not handy at all. He went and he opened his hood and he changed out his radiator. That's not an easy thing. And you know how he learned? From like a 10-minute video on YouTube.
I don't know why this surprises you anymore. I mean, for years he's been working on his car and has practically built a new car.
It's he saved $400, saved me $400.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. But I was blown away that it's something that's that detailed. You know what I mean? That somebody takes the time to film it and he learned just by watching one video. It's just blown me away. What'd you learn from YouTube? 407-919-1051. I learned that there's a filter on a dishwasher. We talked about this before, that there was hair and all kinds of gunk in there and how to go and clean the filter inside of a dishwasher. I never knew that before, but YouTube taught me.
I know the lessons are there. I've tried to learn how to play a variety of instruments. And just keep moving right along. It's all there, though.
My little brother teaches bass lessons on YouTube. He has like 2,000 followers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm like, it's amazing. You don't have to have lessons anymore. You just get it there for free. Which stinks for people that teach music lessons for a living, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're really, really good, then people are still going to want to either subscribe, or if he gets enough followers, he can sell the advertising however they do that.
Start getting paid.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what'd you learn from YouTube? 407-919-1051. You had no clue until you looked it up there.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
You had no idea how to do it, but you taught yourself, and now you're a pro at it because of YouTube. Leah, what'd you teach yourself?
I learned how to actually change out the garbage disposal. I first did the troubleshooting trying to fix it, and then it showed me how to put a new one in.
And now all of a sudden, you're like a plumber. You're a pro.
Yeah, like I'm brilliant. And my kid is also changing out car parts. I have no idea, but we all go to YouTube for everything now.
I mean, it is so crazy that you can find absolutely anything on there.
Including pranks. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
No, that's awesome, though. I mean, and you're so proud of yourself when you get done with it. It's like, huh, it's really that easy. And then you go and do it yourself, and it's like, okay, this person wouldn't have made the video if I really couldn't have done it.
Absolutely. It saves a lot of time, and you'd be sitting in places waiting for somebody to fix it.
There's Leah, the Port Orange plumber, right there if you ever need her. Thanks, Leah.
Thanks.
Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.